Happy Thursday, everyone. My name is George Frank. All right, whatever. We're filming this on a Tuesday, but it's really Thursday. My name is George Frank. Yeah, in our hearts and prayers. My name is George Frank, and welcome to this episode of Social Blend. As you hear behind me, the voice, I have a special guest with me today, and I'm very excited to have her on. We've known each other for
8 years.
And she is my friend, and I just learned today she is also a great investigator. If you need her, she will be there. Her name is Gracie.
Hi.
Now, Gracie, I wanted to say this. It's a fun fact. Her birthday is the same day as Beyonce.
It is. Thank you. My mom also has the same birthday as Beyonce's mom. So I'm saying is, have you ever seen me and Beyonce in the same room? Just a little thing to think about.
And that's like really cool. Not the fact that Beyonce's birthday and yours is the same, but the fact that you and your mom's is the same.
Yeah,
that's
Beyonce's mom and your mom's
is the same. That's like crazy. Really crazy. So.
Sorry, I'm adjusting my chair. I'm not farting.
They probably didn't hear anyway.
Well, you know what? Fuck me then.
All right. I did. Now, I brought Gracie on the show today. She's so excited to do this. I'm so happy to have her. We are going to talk about mental illness. And
I'm real mentally. No, I'm just kidding.
Mentally stable. Mentally unstable.
Mentally unstable.
So we're going to talk a lot about anxiety. We're going to talk about some depression and honestly anything else that comes into play.
Right. But
I did want to start with a story. I went to yoga yesterday with a friend, and it was her first time there. I've been there a few times already doing yoga, and we were late to the class. I was running late, so I ran in, and I needed a towel because when I'm in yoga, I sweat so much. And I went, there was a, like, it looked like a garbage can, and it said towel. So I opened it up, and I grabbed the towel. My friend also grabbed one. She didn't tell me this until after, but she's like, it was, like, wet. And she didn't use it. I used it, guys, at the end. It was a used, sweaty towel.
No way.
I was so disgusted. I almost threw up because I'm such a germ freak. So when that,
where
like,
do you go to yoga that this was allowed to happen?
Honor
to
yoga.
You.
No, it's not their fault. It's mine because I just opened the towel thing, and that's where all the dirty towels are. The clean ones are nicely folded and ready for you to take. So oh I couldn't God. Believe that. But that definitely had me anxious for the rest of the night because I thought I was going to get a disease. But all right.
I'm going to just say my anxiety usually comes from after I've drank in really heavily.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that's why I'm anxious this week. Let's get it, baby.
Well, this past week was you had a birthday party. And it was your birthday.
And I have never drank that much alcohol in one night in my life, I don't think.
Every
that
year.
That was a lot of alcohol. Every year I get really drunk.
Her parties every year are like the craziest.
They're fun though.
No, they
really
are.
Like, they're good
so
parties.
They are
yeah.
good parties, and they are just so crazy. And I just love it. I just sit there
yeah,
and I just
they're great parties.
I eat my pineapple pizza, and it's
just they're great. I was really drunk because my friends came in. They were like, "Oh, Gracie, you got to do a shot," and I was like, "Well, you guys gonna do them with me?" And they're like, "Okay," so we did one, and that was I think like maybe like 7:30, and then some other friends came, so me and the friends that already did a shot just did another shot. And I had already had maybe like one drink. So I was like three drinks in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I poured myself full shots for those two times because I was afraid. I didn't want to like get too crazy because I had barely eaten that day. I was having like bloating issues. I didn't want to get super bloated because I wanted to look cute in my outfit. So then I think I like made another drink and it was kind of strong. And so I was drinking that. And then I think I maybe had like three or four more shots.
Come closer to the mic.
Sorry. So that was maybe like seven drinks the whole night.
So is that what, were you like severely anxious?
And that was over like 6 hours. That's not too bad. It's not too bad for me.
Okay.
But I definitely have less of a filter and I scream a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do we want to play a clip?
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess. So now I do want to say that, like, even though we're talking about anxiety and all these mental, the mental health and all that today, I do want to say we are living with anxiety and these illnesses, and we're not doctors, and we're just speaking out of experience and what we've been through, and how we think that it could be helped.
Yes. So my friend, when he got there, I said, I want everyone to roast me. He said, you don't want that, Gracie. And I said, yeah, I do. And so his roast was, you make a lot of announcements. I was like, are you talking about in the Facebook group? He's like, no, those were fine. But it was just that you were like prefacing it with like, last announcement, I promise. Or like, guys, I lied. I'm sorry. I have another announcement. So he was talking about that. And then he was like, do you have, and then a couple like hours into the party, he was like, do you have an announcement now? And I was like, yes. He was like, guys, Gracie has an announcement. And here was my announcement.
And she does do that.
Die for everyone at the party.
So obviously I was pretty drunk.
Yes.
Living my best life.
Living your best life.
I hope I didn't do anything crazy, but
so now when you did. Now when you get like that, now let's say after now.
Okay.
Are you still, do you still get that anxiety even after having all those drinks?
Oh, for sure. No, the afterwards of the drinking is what gives me anxiety.
Is the worst.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, when I'm drinking, I don't have anxiety because it takes it away.
Okay.
That's why I do stupid shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's true. Because when I do drink, it's very, like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But actually the next day, I'm very anxious throughout the entire day.
Same, yeah. So that's why I wasn't actually on Sunday. I was, like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because of other circumstances. But, like, Monday and today has been the worst.
Yeah.
So now. Also, like, other things happen that made it worse too, but we're not gonna talk about those.
So now when did you learn that you had anxiety?
I think I definitely always had it. In seventh grade, I remember feeling this, like, I had a MySpace and I wasn't supposed to have one. And so every day on the bus, would be like anxious that my mom would find out about my MySpace during the workday,
mm-hmm.
which is so irrational. Like, she's not looking for
she's
that.
She's not looking
she's
for that.
She's at work.
Yeah.
So I would get on my phone and I would call her like a million times till she answered. Just be like, hey, how was your day? How are you? And like to see if she was going to yell at me for it.
Oh my
which
God.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that is.
And then I didn't have a lot of anxiety for like a few years. And it really, really came back. I was not anxious from like maybe like eighth or ninth grade. Maybe like 10th grade. Probably like 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
To like it was definitely the worst in 7th grade though. And then
okay.
And then now it's like really bad. But in from like 10th grade to which was 2010, 2011 to 2016. In 2016, I stopped. Well, 2015, I stopped taking my antidepressant, but I was still taking like Adderall for my ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And the Adderall kind of like didn't make. Technically, it's supposed to make people anxious, but like it makes me focus, so I'm not thinking about what I'm anxious about, which is not what's on the task at hand, obviously. So when I stopped taking the Adderall in the fall of 2016, which is like a year after I stopped taking the antidepressant, I would feel this like pit in my stomach and just the overthinking thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling that and I was like, wow, I haven't felt this way since like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And it only got worse and it was getting kind of better. And then it was like, it would come and go. But lately it's been really terrible, like really terrible. I'm in a situation right now where like there's just this person that triggers my anxiety whenever I'm around them, even though I genuinely like them a lot. Like, it just really, like, this person just triggers me. And, like, every time after I'm with them for a long amount of time, especially when I'm drinking, because we drink a lot together, like, it just gives me anxiety. Like, I don't know what about this person it is, but, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's hard.
I feel like that happens a lot with, like, relationships. I mean, that what, like, anxiety is fueled by relationships, so it could be like friendships too, it could be school, it could be work, it could be finances. I mean, there's so much. And
drinking
definitely
does too. No, for sure.
Yeah, it does.
And it's like adding all of that together, like I one of my biggest anxieties is that everyone hates me and thinks I'm crazy and doesn't like me, doesn't want me around.
Yeah.
And I just always assume that if anyone's tone or, like, anyone's texting is, like, any different than it usually is, then that means that they hate me and want me to die.
Yeah.
Because that's my anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's really terrible. Yeah. It's a personal hell.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was drunk at my birthday party on Saturday night, I remember saying to I don't remember this, actually. Somebody told me that I said this. I said, I think, was it you?
I
said out loud, like, I am worried that everyone here wants me to die and thinks I'm annoying.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear that.
And I said that to my friend, and he was like, Gracie, like, no one wants that. Like, fine. Everyone's having a good time.
I feel like it's such a – that's why it's, like, mental illness, because you feel this thing, and you think this stuff that it's not true. And that's why people, like they feel such darkness because, and that's where depression comes in too, because they feel something that sometimes isn't even true. Like,
my anxiety has gotten so bad recently to the point where it's triggering, like, depressive episodes, which is not good.
It's not good, yeah.
And, like, I balanced my hormones, which I thought were imbalanced, and I did that, and, like, now I need to work on doing that again, but, like, it's very, very shitty, and I hate it, and I don't want to go on antidepressant because I don't like the side effects.
No, but honestly, like, when you were off of them, I'm not saying it's a good thing to be off of them, but when you were off of them, like, you changed for, like,
the better.
Why? Well, because you were eating better, you looked healthier. It was just, like, so much. I'm not saying, like,
I just, like, don't prefer to be on medication like that. Like, if I
like,
don't
when
have
you
to,
got off
to.
Of it, it was, like, a complete change. Okay. Like, it was crazy.
Oh, that really makes me
But
now she wants to die. Yeah. Is making me stressed out. It's a man. He triggers me.
No, but if you feel like you need to maybe start again, it might be that you need to.
I don't want to. I really don't, and I don't. I need to, honestly. Like, I think I'll be okay.
But, like, for me, like, I feel, like, the same way. Like, I always had anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid and then growing up. I don't know what triggered it. I don't know how it happened. But then there would be times where I wouldn't feel anything, and it would be great.
Yeah.
And, but then it would just, like, hit. And then sometimes with the anxiety, it turns into depression, which isn't good. So now, like, at the place in my life, I'm very thankful. I'm able to kind of, like, what is it called? Like, I'm able to control it. That's what it's called. Like, I'm able to kind of control it and be, like, where it comes to that depressive moment. Like, I'm kind of pushing. Like, right now, we're getting into winter, and I get seasonal depression.
Yeah, I'm not ready. Like, I want to be cuffed this cuffing season so I can maybe prevent this seasonal affective disorder that is ever looming in my life.
Well, no, I'm so thankful for my dog Winston. Like, when he came into my life, I was in such a depressed time, like, severely depressed. I wouldn't answer phone calls. I would just sit in my bed in the dark with the lights off and just,
so I gotta turn the lights on, baby. Let's get it. I made George turn on all the lights.
He came here and I just have one candle on. She's like,
said,
are you gonna
fuck this, turn those lights on, baby.
So, you know, after I got him, I realized how amazing, like, life is. It was, like, getting him was, like, a lifesaver. It really was. It made me realize, like, how beautiful life is. And, like, to have this dog always come to me, even though I don't think I'm good enough, he always ran up to me like I was good enough.
No, exactly. And that's really important.
And so it's been 2 years where winter has come and winter has gone, and I've not been depressed. I mean, there's times where I feel it, like, coming. Like, because do you feel it? Do you feel it coming? Yeah.
I get that summertime sadness.
Yeah. That's it.
I do. I really get that summertime sadness. Last winter, I didn't get really depressed. I was actually kind of okay.
Yeah. Honestly, last winter, it was very, like, a lot of people didn't. Like, people that I know that
I was, like, fine.
They were, like, fine. So
I was depressed in the fall.
Summer, like, I don't know. Sometimes I do get that, like, in that state of mind where I do want to be alone in the summer. So I do try to, like, cut that off real quick. But honestly, it's all about, like, human interaction. Even though I don't like it, like, it's like,
I know. I get the summertime sadness. I don't know why, man, but it just hits me. Like, yeah.
But I get it, because, like, even though, like, we might not text every single second of the day, yeah. but whenever you do text, of course, like, I message back, but, like, I've lost a lot of friends due to severe depression. So,
really?
Like, a lot of...
suicide?
No.
Oh, just
like,
you've been...
I've...
Wow, way to make it dark.
Like, being in that state, and then kind of friends are like, well, like, you never texted me. But it was kind of like, okay, but you could have done it to me. Like, you could have texted me, but... I am happy to say a lot of my friendships I was able to rebuild and connect.
Good.
Thank God.
That's
but
good.
Yeah, so it's just a crazy thing.
Yeah, no, I know.
But the main thing is like to kind of tell people and to like, you know, explain that you're not alone and this happens. And even though like you may think it's not normal, it's a normal thing. It's a normal thing to go through, and everyone deals with it differently and all that.
My favorite thing that someone has ever said to me, which sounds genuinely very harsh, and I've tweeted this before, my friend said, you're not that important and no one is thinking about you. Because when you have anxiety, like my therapist always says, like it's really easy to consider yourself as like the center of the world, and like everything you do, everyone's like scrutinizing and like analyzing and examining, and like no one's doing that.
Yeah. No, because
no one is
I
doing that at all.
All these years knowing you, I know when you're like anxious because you feel like everybody's like against you and like attacking you.
Have I felt
when
like
nothing's
that in high
happening?
I don't remember feeling that way in high
school. No, not in high school, but after high school.
It's
definitely
been a
lot
more this
year. You would
like
say some stuff like feel like that person's attacking you, but like nothing even happened. But
who? What did I say?
I don't know. It's just,
give me an example.
So October 12th 2015.
Oh, fuck. The worst day of my life.
No, but it's just like, No, but that's awesome. I love that. No one is thinking about
you're not
like,
that important. No one is thinking about you. Shout out Ori. Yeah. Hey, I love him.
Yeah. That's awesome, though. So, like, for me, there's so many kinds of, like, anxiety disorders. There's, like, social anxiety, specific phobias.
So,
like,
I see you have post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to combine two. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have social trauma.
Okay.
I'm very, like, easygoing, and I kind of let people get away with everything when it comes to me. So, like, people think that they could take advantage of me, and so that I was friends with, I can't speak. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was friends with, like, some people a few months ago for, like, a couple months that, they kind of made me feel like I had to fight to be a part of the group. And they weren't really that as nice to me as they could have been. They didn't treat me that well, and they were mean to me. And whenever I tried to bring up my feelings, they would kind of like disregard them, which is really shitty.
Yeah.
And so now I've made some new friends. I made a lot of these friends while I was still friends with them.
Okay.
But don't make me feel that way. But I'm still very anxious that at any moment they could just drop me, and that would be it.
Yeah,
but they have proven to me time and time again, no matter how wasted I get, no matter how annoying I am, no matter how much I scream and yell and talk, they'll still be my friend, which is awesome.
No, but honestly, I agree, because like I'm personally telling you this, like the people I've seen you with, the people you're with now, I like them.
Like, the people that were outside at my party, like, all those people.
I like them, because they
are great. They're real.
They're
great people.
Yeah.
They
I feel like the people you were with, like, something was just
they're
never,
something was not
like,
right.
To me, something was never, like, right. Like, I would just watch and be like, something isn't right, but it's not my place to tell
you. No, I know.
It's just,
some people did tell me, and I didn't listen.
Well, exactly. You weren't going to listen. It has to happen
to
you.
It had
to
happen, yeah. And I had just gotten to the point where I was, like, hanging out with all these new people and, like, having way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just had enough. I had had enough of it. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's stupid.
Fuck it all.
So I left and I was genuinely fine about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was only genuinely, like, kind of upset about losing one of those people because I've been friends with them longer. But he made his choice and, like, he didn't choose me, so I'm not... Why would I choose somebody that doesn't choose me?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree completely.
So,
like, with me, like, with the disorders, I'm very, like, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, as many people call it. It's like, it gets to a point where it's really bad. Like, I check doors like 100 times. I literally have to clean things 100 times. And when things are out of place, I get very anxious.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, like, you even in my house, I like freak out. Like, sometimes I literally throw like Stephanie's clothes. Like, if she has shoes on the ground, I will take her shoes and just throw them outside.
Like, I think it's like kind of a control thing, maybe.
It's because you're
anxious because you can't control everything, so you have to like do all this stuff to control it, and then it makes you feel less anxious.
You are absolutely right.
For sure.
Because that's in my like family life too. It's like I feel like I always have to control things. So I'm
same.
Like right now I'm trying to be like, it's okay if that, like, if they're not doing what I want to do and if they're going to do it, like it's not all about you. Like that's what I'm trying to figure out. Cause everyone would be like, you know,
even
like we took a picture recently and everyone's like, oh my God, that's so weird. Like you guys are all color corny. I was like, well, I told them to wear the colors and they're like, wow, like you run it. And I'm like, yeah, kind of. And I'm kind of like, that's not good. Like, that I'm running it because they're going to get tired of it one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it comes to like that, we're like with cleaning and stuff like that, I get so crazy about it. And they all like kind of look at me like, shut the fuck up. Like,
I definitely have control issues too. I like at my party, even though I was drunk, I was like trying to control everything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I needed to be in control. Yeah. Like, it's just annoying. I think it's
because since I was a kid, we'd always have parties, and they would be huge. Like, we used to have really big parties where we'd have, like, 100 people over.
It's anxious. That makes me have anxiety. It's too many people in your house.
Oh, my God. I think we cracked the code. I think that's what it was. I think ever since I was a kid, it was always, like, things have to be perfect. Like, things have to be, like, perfectly set, perfectly everything. Right. And it's kind of, I think it got me in that mode of, like, anxiety. So, like, even now, like, even though I'm still anxious and I have OCD and all that, I, like, play with myself and I say, well, no, we're going to move that back and you're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
It kind of, like, makes me into that mode of, like, I'm in the now.
You definitely got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, anything else?
I don't know.
But
I definitely need to see my therapist. Sometimes I see her twice a week.
I'm actually thinking of going.
A bitch be crazy. Yeah. It be like that sometimes. Yeah. We out here, you know, gang gang.
I'm actually thinking of going to a therapist. So, like, yeah, I'm you actually should. Excited.
I love my therapist.
Yeah.
I wish I could see her every day.
Yeah. Give it up to who? Nancy?
Don't want to out her on the podcast.
Yeah, no.
That's not her name, though.
Yeah, no, I know. It's not Nancy.
I'll tell you privately.
Yeah,
later.
Of course, But, yeah. Well, I love talking about this, you know, not only because I'm someone who suffers with all of this, but to kind of just spread awareness for everybody else and just to let them know that it's okay.
Yeah.
Because before I had this, like, I didn't know this was a thing. Like, I didn't even know I had anxiety. I just felt like this, like, urge and, like, my head was going crazy and I was just thinking all these thoughts. And, like you said with the pit, like, my stomach was killing me and just all this stuff. So, like, definitely now that I know, like, what it is, like, I'm just so happy I was able to, like, figure out, like, what it is and that I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
So.
No, yeah, exactly.
But
all right.
That was great. Okay, so one more thing before we go. I love playing this game whenever I have guests. It is called Bop or Flop. Now, how to play is I'm going to play you a song and you're going to determine if it's a bop or if it's a flop. We don't have to have the same answers. It's whatever you choose. Okay? So the first song we have is Take What You Want featuring Ozzy Osbourne by Post Malone. Ask for the truth. You showed your tongue and it was forked in two. Your venom was lethal. I almost believed you. Yeah, you played on my... Okay.
Personally, not for me. I am going to go with flop. But
so
you.
I love this song. I said it was a bop because I loved it. And it had Ozzy Osbourne in it, who I love. So,
yeah.
All right. Next, we're going to play Liar by Camila Cabello. And it's her new single that came out.
All right. Oh, no, no, no. Flop. No explanation.
I thought it was a bob. Oh my god. All right. I love that song so much. All right, next one is a song that I can't find, so this is great. Okay, no, it's called Panini by Lil Nas X.
These top 40 hits.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, why you trying to keep me teeny? No, now they need me. Number one, I'm screaming. No, they used to love me, so what happened? What's the meaning?
Okay.
Okay, that's a bop because I relate to those lyrics. Why are you such a meanie?
You Panini?
Don't be mean to me.
Just be a Panini. So I like the song. I thought it was a bop too, but he lip sang it at the VMAs, so I'm flopping it. Next.
Next.
Thank you, Next. All right, next is London Boy by Taylor Swift from her new album, Lover.
It's a flop. I tried to pause it, but I don't know how.
All right, bop or flop?
Fuck Taylor Swift. Flop.
I love it. Okay. So, yeah, I think it was a flop, too. Honestly, this album was not good. Her new album, like, really sucked bad. So, next one is going to be Good as Hell by Lizzo. Here we go. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair, check my nails. Baby, how you feel? Check my nails. Baby, how you feel? Baby, how you feel? Okay.
Bop. I almost said flop. It's like a bop. I love that song.
I'm a Lizzo stan. I'm actually going to see her September 22nd. So when I bought the... Listen to this, everybody. I'm freaking out. I bought the tickets for guess how much?
How much?
$60 plus tax, $78. Now they're like $1,000 to get tickets.
Bro, that's
I bought them when they were so cheap. And now like everyone loves her. So I want to sell them. I want to make some profit.
So I thought you were going to go. You want to go to the show?
Well, if I make $1,000, I don't give a shit if you're Lady Gaga. I'm taking that money and running. But they're not letting me sell the ticket.
Why? On StubHub?
On Ticketmaster. I don't know. They're not letting me. So
that's dumb.
I don't know. All right. So this is the last song. It is called Bare Hands by Pup.
Pup is my favorite band.
It's a flop.
I'm seeing them twice this week. It's a flop.
It's a flop for me. No, I'm joking. No, it's really good. I like it a lot. I actually did not hear that song.
That's my favorite one. So that's a really good album. It's really good.
For me, I really enjoyed the song Kids. I'll give you a snippet of that too, I guess. I just loved it. I was like, all right, this is a great song. And their self-titled album is really good, too.
Yes, and the one in between is really good, too. My friend has a lot of favorites off that one. That's the middle one. I don't remember what it's called, though.
All right. Well, that is it.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much to Gracie for having me.
I'd love to come back again if you'll have me.
Yes, definitely yes.
I think I'm really good at speaking to the people.
And I wanted to end this podcast with a quote of the week that I do every week. It says, so many have to fight a battle more than once to win it. I read that wrong.
You may have... I got it. You're canceled. You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it. Margaret Thatcher. Honestly, I needed that today.
Right?
That makes
good.
A lot of sense. Because I'm fighting the same battle. I did it twice.
Exactly.
So maybe the third time will be the charm. Let's get it, baby.
It means that you have to fight more than once to win a battle. So I love this so much. All right. So thank you so much, Gracie. Do you want to give your Twitter handle or
my
Instagram?
My Twitter and Instagram are at Gracie Giglio. My last name is spelled G-I-G-L-I-O.
And you could follow her for any comedic What is it called?
I don't know.
Any rants?
I'm pretty emo on my Twitter, and my Instagram is full of my butt. So. It's been-
So you, if you like either of that, you could go follow her.
And I'm funny.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Love you so much.
Love ya.
I will see you or listen to you all next week on my podcast, Social Blend. And you can follow me on Twitter at Social Blend Pod and also on Instagram, Social Blend Pod. Thanks so much for tuning in and have a great weekend.
Bye, guys. Bye.